Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I'm told they are having conversations, and I don't expect the trade to happen before the draft. But I think what's going to happen is if Quinnon Mitchell ends up with the 12th pick, Denver, if you read my article on Monday, they either want to trade up to get a quarterback. That's going to be very tough. And if they can't trade up, they want to trade back for a couple of reasons. They don't have a lot of picks. They don't have a second-round pick. And they really can't take Bo Nix with the 12th pick of the draft. So I think what's going to happen, or what I've heard is happening, is that the Steelers right now are having conversations with potentially trading up to the 12th pick if Quinnon Mitchell ends up there.
Trading up to 12th for a cornerback out of Toledo. Please don't be true. I trust Tony Pollin. That was him with the PM team yesterday. This is the first guy that put out publicly that the Steelers were going to trade Deontay Johnson, and I believe he broke the story. So this is a guy of some repute here, Tony Pollin, and he's a big-time draft expert as well. What might it cost, then, if the Steelers do move up to 12th overall?
It's going to cost them the second-round pick, especially if there's competition with the Eagles. It's supply and demand. So, you know, the more the Eagles want to move up to number 12, the more the Steelers are going to have to ante up.
Oh, my God. So you'd have to give up 20 and 51 to move up to 12th overall. By the by, Doran, the last time the Steelers moved up in the draft this far and made a trade with the Denver Broncos, they got Devin Bush.
Right.
So I'm going to say, please, dear God, I hope this isn't right. I don't dislike the player from Toledo. He had a really good Senior Bowl. He was not on a lot of radars. He played on the outside. Meanwhile, this Alabama corner that everyone loves played primarily in the slot. So there are reasons why teams may fall in love with Quinnon Mitchell. But I'm never, ever, 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 there aren't enough evers in the world, trading up, giving up my second round pick for a cornerback, man. It's just not going to happen, especially given the needs the Steelers do have.
Unless it's like a Darrelle Revis. Like, unless it's you know that this guy is going to be a future all-pro player. Like, I just really hope that this isn't true. And this kind of goes along with your theory with wide receiver and getting a wide receiver like a Puka Nacua, getting him late rounds or mid rounds. I feel the same way about corner. Unless it is a Darrelle Revis, unless it is an absolute surefire first round, like, you guys going to walk in and be the man as soon as he walks in that building. I don't know that much about Quinnon Mitchell, but I just don't know if you really need to be in the business of trading up to the 12th pick to pick a guy out of Toledo. I'm sorry. Like, you know, that's
fair or not. That's the way it's going to be looked at.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you could find, like, playing corner is athletically the toughest position to play on the field, but transition and mental hurdle wise, it's probably one of the easiest. There's not much that changes from each level of football whenever you play corner. You can get a guy that runs a 4.3 that is 6'6", 6'1", that you can get in the third round and say, you have to cover X, you have to cover Z, or you're going to drop into coverage and cover 3 or cover 4, or you're going to play cloud corner and cover 2. Like, that's really, you're going to blitz maybe a cat blitz every once in a while. Okay, cool. But, like, that's really it. I do think that you can get very, very high level of production players in the mid rounds that have size and can run instead of trading up for a guy that you think can be a guy instead of not just already being a guy. If he was already a guy that we knew.
Yeah, if okay. he's a sure thing or as close to a sure thing as you can be
yeah.
at the cornerback position Fine. In the draft, okay, I mean, I'll entertain it. I still wouldn't do it, and here's why. We agree corner is a need. You and I differ a little bit on what their top need is, but we both agree on their top, what, three needs, and that's for you wide receiver number one, I'll go offensive tackle, and then there's center. And then I think, yeah, I guess we could land on corner or even defensive line. But it's their third biggest need or their fourth biggest need, right? If you trade up to get that guy, you still need a tackle. You still need a center. You still need a wide receiver. And now guess what you don't have? A second-round pick.
And yeah.
So that's just, to me, not a good use of all the draft picks that you have. You've got two-thirds, and that's great. You've got the 51st pick. You've got the 20th pick. I'd like to see them, if they do anything, trade back and accrue and acquire more picks because they have that many needs. But you'd be spending two draft picks basically on one player. That's bad. That's not smart.
Mm-mm.
I would only ever really trade up, Norm, for a quarterback. Like the Devin Bush thing, it scared me off from ever wanting to do that again. And now I know that they went up for Broderick Jones last year. I'm not talking about a three-slot trade up. You didn't give up much. I think they gave up roughly the 200th pick.
Fourth-round
pick yeah. to move up three spots. Okay, that kind of stuff I'm okay with. But to give up two premium picks for one player who's going to jump from Toledo, where he's playing in the MAC, he's playing on, like, Tuesdays, to playing every Sunday against T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and maybe Amari Cooper and guys of that ilk, man, you are taking a big swing. And if you miss, that's fireable type stuff. If you're going to move up to 12, I mean, I guess there are players that I would entertain the conversation on. But my philosophy from now on is going to be, yeah, I'm not packaging those premium picks unless I'm getting a quarterback.
Yeah. Or an absolute.
Or an absolute.
Like, absolute. Like, you walk in the building. I mean, Broderick Jones wasn't even an absolute. I'm talking
right?
absolute. Walk in the building. That is the dude.
A generational tackle.
Yes.
I can answer the phone and we can have that talk. If I'm Omar Khan, I ain't calling Denver on this one. And I'm not taking their call on this one. I mean, are you kidding me? Here's another thing. And I do trust Tony Pauline. I don't want to make this like a pee on Tony Pauline thing here. He's really good at what he does. I heard the interview he did with the PM team yesterday. This guy does his homework. This guy is sourced. He's talking about talking to GMs. He's locked in, this guy is. But there's one thing that I can't get out of my mind. Omar Khan told us he believes in Kenny Pickett. Omar Khan told us at the Combine he wants Mason Rudolph back. And now they have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Is Omar Khan really going to have a leak come out of his operation here?
No.
And have a leak that's going to be so specific. You very rarely hear, oh, team XYZ wants to trade up for player X, Y, or Z. You might hear, oh, we've heard rumblings that the Steelers or the Bengals or whatever team wants to trade up. You very rarely hear, oh, it's for cornerback blank
right.
out of Toledo.
Right.
So my hope is it is smokescreen season. I am hoping that this is some kind of smokescreen.
What if you trade the 20th and the 51st for the 12th in Cortland Sutton?
Well, at least then you've given up two assets and you got two players in return.
Would you do that?
I would like it more than the deal that we have just been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I would do that, though. Because I don't have enough faith in their development of the cornerback position.
But what if it's
years?
Not corner? What if it's just you're just getting the 12th pick? And what if this is just floated out there for smokescreen, and then you end up getting Cortland Sutton, the 12th pick, and you give up your 20th and your 51st, but the 12th pick, I mean, whoever falls to that, I mean, it could be Brock Bowers. I mean, he's mocked around there. It could be a big-time tackle, Fuaga. Like, it could be anybody, but you have the 12th pick and Cortland Sutton. Would you do that?
If it's the best tackle on the board that they took at 12, and they got Courtland Sutton. I'm okay with it.
I think so, too.
I'm okay with it. You address my biggest need. You address your biggest need in wide receiver. You still got 2 third-round picks. Maybe you could sneak back into the second round and get your center. Yeah, I think that deal, I think I would be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us.
That's what that's how I would sweeten the deal. If this is true, yeah, I'm going to throw a smoke screen. Hey, yeah, we like this guy, but we just want the 12th pick because we like another guy or whoever's going to fall to us because somebody's going to fall in a position that we need. But also to sweeten the deal, we want Courtland Sutton because we need a wide receiver. And we're probably not going to draft one at 12. I wouldn't say that, but we want the 12th pick and a receiver.
I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
You get the best available tackle at 12.
Yep.
Instead of waiting for whichever tackle shakes out to you at 20, and you get a receiver who I actually think is really good, and you convinced me of that the other day. Yeah, okay, I could do that. Would you? At 412-928-9370, the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us at _ Adam Crowley and at score and Doran, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Up next, PFF reporting a wide receiver could be on the move and the Steelers could be interested. Is this the kind of deal we might be looking at on draft day? We'll tell you what that is. We'll react next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The man who broke the Diontae Johnson trade says that the Steelers have been engaging the Denver Broncos in talks to give up the 20th overall pick in the draft, the 51st overall pick in the draft, to jump up to 12th to take Toledo corner Quinyon Mitchell. So I always consider the source. I always consider the reporter. Tony Pauline is really tapped in. I heard his interview on the PM team yesterday, and it was really good. This guy is absolutely locked in. He's got sources. He's a smart guy, a really good reporter. I do think this is a smokescreen. And we were talking off air about what the point of that would be from Omar Khan's camp, why they would want something like this out there. Well, the Steelers may well be engaged with the Broncos to move up to 12, and they might be willing to give up the 20th and 51st pick to go there, but probably not for a Toledo corner.
Right.
When they need an offensive lineman at tackle, they need a center, they need a wide receiver, they probably want other teams to think, oh, if the Steelers do trade up, oh, they want that corner. That's what I read. They want that corner. We don't have to worry about them leapfrogging us for tackle. But really, the Steelers are poised to strike and get a tackle. This is misinformation season. And so you got to take everything with a grain of salt, no matter how good the reporter is. It doesn't make sense to me that the exact thing the Steelers want to happen would be the thing that's reported, especially the way that the information's come out of the Omar Khan camp prior to this, talking about Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, if you look at the picks between the 20th and the 12th, and you have one team really in mind, or maybe even two teams or three, you got the Raiders, you have the Saints, you got the Colts, the Seahawks, the Jaguars, the Bengals, and the Rams. So in my mind, I want to screw over the Bengals, because what do the Bengals need? They probably need offensive line help. They're probably going to draft a tackle. In my mind, I would try to screw over the Bengals, say that I want a corner out of Toledo, but actually take the next tackle that is available at 12 to screw them over and mess their draft board up, thinking that they were going to get that tackle because the Steelers were going to get a corner.
Right. That makes sense to me. Like, I don't doubt that the Steelers are considering moving up to 12. I mean, think about it. Caboli has reported, or not reported, but Caboli has mocked that they would go up for J.C. Latham. He has them jumping to 17, very similar to last year, going up three spots. Other people have also had the Steelers making draft day trades. It makes a lot more sense to me if it's for tackle. But like, here I am on NFL.com, and it's got all the team needs, right? They've got the Steelers' number one need listed at corner. The more that's out there, the happier I am about it, frankly. But I'm looking at the Steelers' pre-draft visitors, and they were 4-for-4. Their first four picks last year were all guys that took their 30 visits to the Steelers. And you know who I don't see is Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo. So you're going to trade up. You're going to give up the 20th overall pick and the 51st overall pick for a guy that you didn't even have come in for a visit. I don't see that happening. I could see them trading up, not for that guy. Does Joe Alt fall from Notre Dame? Okay, maybe that's someone you'd go for. You know, a lot of these tackles are eye of the beholder kind of thing, but you put yourself at 12, you'd have your pick of three or four really good ones. Angela in Beachview wants to jump in. Good morning, Angela. How's it going?
Very well, guys. Thank you. Well, I've been screaming for a defensive lineman for 3 years. So once again, they're not going to get what I want. I wouldn't be upset with Latham or Mims. Latham is strong as hell. And Mims is athletic, but he only started 8 games. Quinyon Mitchell, a lot of good players came out of the MAC. Not to trade up at 12, though. That's absolutely ridiculous. So, and even if we did draft the defensive lineman Murphy, what, he's only 6 foot tall?
Kid from Texas. I mean, he's an absolute stud, though. Like, if he's there at 20, like, I would take a good, hard, long look at him, Angela, not just because you want him, even though I trust your opinion immensely as it relates to the Steelers, but because he is that good. I do love the idea of Angela from Beachview in a recliner with her feet up, smoking Pall Malls and, like, scouting these guys on YouTube. Is that what you do? Are you watching film, Angela?
I am, but no Pall Malls. I quit many years ago.
Okay. Maybe you slip a zin or two in there?
I feel like you do it every time she comes on.
Maybe a couple brewskis and a little spliff, you know?
So, Angela, if they walk away from round one with J.C. Latham, you're happy, though?
I'm happy with that, yep.
Okay. Thank you for the call, buddy. Be good.
All right, bye.
She's smoking a spliff. Drinking a couple of beers, watching YouTube highlights. I love this town. That's the Ari Gold line from Entourage. I love this town. God, I love it. Yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with J.C. Latham. I'd be okay with just about any offensive tackle in the first round. Thing is, I don't love one guy so much more than the others, Doran, that I would say, oh my God, you need to go up to 12. The only reason I would go up to 12 is to make sure you do get one. But there wouldn't be one guy in particular that I'd trade up to 12 for. And I do think if you were going to make a leap like that and give up a second round pick, in addition to your first to do something like that, you have to have a guy in particular earmarked that you are absolutely in love with. Like that's the only way it makes sense to me, if you want to do it.
I feel like that they're not in love with one guy, but that in that range that there's a couple guys that they're in love with. And just, I'm going to stick to my theory about potentially moving up to 12. I mean, you went through team needs, but the Cincinnati Bengals need a tackle, and they pick before you. So if I can take away something that they were going to do, that would be a way to do it. And I can get a very, very, very good player at 12.
That is a good point. If you're looking at 12 for tackle instead of the corner out of Toledo, like Cincinnati is probably going to take one.
Yes.
Now, if Cincinnati takes a wide receiver, Doran, I think that tells you everything you need to know about T. Higgins.
Yeah, but are you going to be able to swing a deal?
You're not getting T. Higgins.
But he's not going to be there.
Mm-hmm. There is another trade rumor out there. This is from PFF. A guy who could be available on draft day is Treylon Burks, the wide receiver out of Tennessee. And the Steelers were linked in this article from PFF to Treylon Burks. That just screams to me, you've added another Quez Watkins or you've added another Van Jefferson. Like, how many of those guys do you need? I don't think that's going to happen. But that's another rumor that's, I guess, out there. Treylon Burks. There's one more, too, man. Might the Steelers be looking to ship a guy off their roster to get more picks? From that same Pro Football Focus article, a Steeler was named as potential trade bait. We'll tell you who that guy is and whether or not it makes sense when we come back. Let me tell you first, though, about the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon. It's going to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We'll all broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7 The Fan for details on the event. And to register your local VFD, the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hampton Beer Outlet. Number one listener of the Fan Morning Show, Matt Zagarelli, he's our buddy. We saw him at opening day. He had a house fire about half a decade ago. He's very passionate about this. He has signed up his local VFD to be one of these local fire departments that will get some of the proceeds that we are able to raise here. So if you want to nominate your local VFD, just go to 937thefan.com. I asked people yesterday to send in some ideas for what we could do to raise money apart from just the marathon. We'll tell you some of those ideas a little bit later on in the show. But up next, a hypothetical trade involving a Pittsburgh Steeler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, man, it is the day before the NFL draft. And so the rumor and innuendo machine is just swirling. Smoke screens left and right. Going to talk to Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. He, of course, from the Post-Gazette. We got Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. And what a perfect day to talk to former Buffalo Bills GM and longtime Steelers executive Doug Whaley. Here's an article, Doran, on Pro Football Focus. It's titled, Realistic Trade Predictions for 6 Veterans Who Could Be Moved During the Draft. Do you understand the concept?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Do you understand it?
Yeah. Oh. It's all in the headline there. It's a very long, wordy headline. I think it spells it out for everybody. Realistic Trade Predictions for 6 Veterans Who Could Be Moved During the NFL Draft. A Steeler is listed here, Doran. Pat Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth is entering a lame duck year. My prediction, I think most people would say is he's going to get a contract extension this offseason and probably not have to break the bank. I know that the tight end with the Lions got paid, Hockenson, right? And last offseason, we're all thinking, man, if Freiermuth has a good year, he can make a lot of money. Well, he didn't have a good year. He didn't stay healthy. And when he was healthy, well, the quarterback situation was so bad that, well, the statistics were very bad for Pat Freiermuth. He's a lot better of a player than those statistics would indicate. And he's more of a durable guy than just one season's worth of injuries would show. I think Pat Freiermuth is an absolute necessity in an Arthur Smith offense. And you can speak to that way better than I can. You need blocking tight ends. Freiermuth's not a great blocking tight end. But if you trade Pat Freiermuth for a day three pick, which is what was written here on PFF, you know what you've just done for yourself? You've created another hole.
Yep.
Because you've got two tight ends on your roster right now, man, that aren't going to catch the football. Darnell Washington, last year's third-round draft pick, and Michael Pruitt. Those are blocking guys.
Mm-hmm.
You need a guy who's going to catch the football. If you trade Freiermuth, you ain't getting the guy who can catch a football.
Well, it's more than just a hole in your roster and on offense. It's you're losing your, as we sit right now, your number two weapon. Like, we talk about getting a number two wide receiver. He is your number two wide receiver as we sit right now. You would lose that. I mean, he's not your number two weapon, obviously, if you're running backs, but I'm talking about throwing the ball-wise. If you look at the roster right now, George Pickens, then Pat Freiermuth is going to get the next bulk of targets. You get rid of that, then it grows into what you're saying, another hole in the roster. Now you got to get a tight end who's not, I mean, you're not going to get one in the first round. You're not going to get one in the second round.
And it's not a great tight end class.
Not a great tight end class. And then, you know, you're just SOL, basically. You're creating a lot more for your offense and Arthur Smith to have to get creative. And I think this is an absolute no.
We used to have Brad Spielberger on with us every Tuesday at 8 o'clock from Pro Football Focus. And Brad is now, he has gone into the agency world. He is going to be doing player representation. He's going to be negotiating contracts, all that fun stuff. So he doesn't come on with us anymore. He's our friend. We love the guy. But now that we don't have him, I can say things like I'm about to say. What the hell is this PFF person even considering here? You're going to tell me in an Arthur Smith offense, you're going to have, they want to play two tight ends a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have two tight ends, neither of whom are really pass catchers. Like, even if Darnell Washington becomes more of a receiving threat than he was last year, he's not dynamic.
Right.
He's a catch the ball and fall down guy. He's a red zone guy. And Mecole Hardman,
Michael Pruitt.
All right, real quick.
Mecole Hardman.
Real fast here. We have brought this up before. I am worse with names and pronunciation than anybody in station history, including Ron Cook,
yep,
and including Vinny Ricci. I can't even say his name right. I think I was going for, I guess, Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. It's because he spells his name M-Y-C-O-L-E. Why did his parents do that to him? Why couldn't he be Michael like the rest of the Michaels? At any rate, the point still stands. You can't play two tight ends all the time and then basically only be extra offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, let's say you trade Pat Freiermuth for a fourth round pick. You will probably have to draft a tight end. That guy's not going to come in as a mid-round pick in a really not great tight end class and be a receiving option for you.
Right.
I don't know that I want to pay Pat Freiermuth big bucks, but I also don't want to create another hole on my roster in what is now a win-now team. It was before, if Kenny Pickett were here, it was a developed Kenny Pickett year again, probably. Like, what are we going to get out of Kenny? And you'd want weapons. But it's also a win-now year because you've got a 36-year-old quarterback. You're going to trot him out there, and he's going to throw the ball to Mecole Hardman? He's going to throw it to Michael Pruitt? He's going to throw the ball to Darnell Washington? No.
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
Not at all.
Tomorrow we'll talk about some guys. I'm already teasing ahead to tomorrow. We'll talk about some guys who could be maybe moved off the Steelers roster. I just don't see it with Freiermuth. Unless you were able to get a higher pick, Like, if someone said, we'll give you a second-round pick for him, well, okay, then you consider it. But it was framed in this PFF piece as a fourth-round pick, a day three pick.
I was gonna. I'll wait for tomorrow.
Throw a guy out.
One of the quarterbacks.
Get the hell out of here.
What? Somebody that gets desperate. Who? Denver. Wants maybe.
Well, Denver's collecting bad
Fields.
I was just gonna say, give him Russell Wilson right. back. Denver's collecting bad quarterbacks as it is. Maybe you could interest them in Kyle Allen. We'll talk about guys who could move tomorrow. Coming up next. There's more rumors surrounding Brandon Ayuk. John Lynch. John, right?
Yes.
Okay. The general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, he was passionate the other day saying he's not going to be moved. We want him to be a 49er for life. Everything's a speed bump right now, man. I'm really trying to tiptoe around things. Well, the information has changed in just a couple of days from one of the NFL's most trusted reporters. We'll talk about Brandon Ayuk and how he might wind up being a Pittsburgh Steeler coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Steelers insider, Steelers expert, wonderful man, Ray Fittipaldo, going to join us in 10 minutes. On the day before the 2024 NFL draft, what are you smirking about? Did I say his name wrong?
No, I was laughing at Callis.
What's Callis doing? Am I chasing the shiny object here?
No, you're fine. I can't tell people what just happened.
Okay, very good. Can't wait to find out about that during the break. And then, do you know what happened?
Yeah, I was a part of it.
What happened?
Can't tell you.
Are you guys pranking me?
No.
Is my jacket, which we now found, is it disappearing again? Is that what this is all about? I followed the clues on this scavenger hunt. Someone in the office stole my jacket.
Look at him.
Now I put it in the producer booth, and now you're going to do something to my jacket again.
It has nothing to do with that. It's literally the simplest thing that we just can't say.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right. So I'm a little touchy today. It's the day before the draft. We got a lot going on here. Someone stole my jacket before. Now I found it. I want to make sure it doesn't get stolen again. Goose frubba. All right. Mike Silver. Heard of him? San Francisco Chronicle, one of the better NFL writers in this country. He went against what John Lynch said the other day, the general manager of the 49ers, who said, we'd like Brandon Ayuk to be a Niner for life. Okay, well, it takes two to tango. This will be the final year of Ayuk's deal. He wants to make a lot of money here. And he doesn't think he's going to get what he's worth, it doesn't sound like, in San Francisco. So Mike Silver is reporting that you can't rule out a draft day trade for Brandon Ayuk. And the Steelers have obviously been linked. Brandon Ayuk has made comments to Mike Tomlin on Twitter, which only stirs the drink a little bit more. Says they're looking for a first-round pick. I don't think you're going to get that for Brandon Ayuk. Maybe a second. Ideally, we've talked about it, a 2025 second.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it would cost, I would jump at that in a second. But here's the question for you, Doran. Would you trade this year's second-round pick, 51st overall, for Brandon Ayuk?
Yes, because that's when I'm probably going to draft a receiver. If I draft a tackle, if I draft a center with my 20th pick,
yeah,
I'm probably going to – you have to draft a receiver at some point. So I figure I'd probably use that pick, the 51st pick, on a receiver. Yeah.
Might as well get a sure thing in Brandon
right.
Ayuk. Now, it's a costly thing, but – that doesn't bother me so much. Like, Caboli's been texting us, like, Brandon Ayuk's going to be really expensive. All right, but you're paying your quarterbacks peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And if Justin Fields is your quarterback of the future, you're going to see the Steelers try to sign him to a bridge deal
mm-hmm.
in short order here. Whatever that is, it's going to be less than the going rate for good NFL starting quarterbacks. And you hope that he outperforms that contract.
Right.
But it's not going to be something that leaves you with no money to spend on a guy like Brandon Ayuk. It does make me wonder if they would spend money on George Pickens, though.
No, that's exactly where I was about to go. I think that you cut bait with him after, what, a year or two. Whenever he does need paid, you have Ayuk, what would be, 3-year deal, 4-year deal?
Yeah, probably a 4-year deal.
4-year deal, you have him under 4 years, and you draft a receiver then, whenever George is up.
And you don't go long-term money with George Pickens.
No. Well, it depends his production.
Yeah.
And if you have the money.
I mean, are we allowed to, of course we're allowed. I'm not convinced that George Pickens is anything special. I'm really not. Like, special talent, no doubt.
Right.
We've seen him make great catches. We've seen him be productive. We saw him take that slant against Cincinnati for a touchdown. I don't know, and maybe this isn't fair, but I don't know if he's ever going to be a guy that you can count on, week in and week out to put up numbers and to be your number one guy.
Well, let's kind of think about the guys in the recent, history of, the last 10 years. I mean, even somebody like A.J. Green, he's not going to be an A.J. Green. Now, the talent-wise, they kind of are similar.
Yep.
Raw-wise.
Going all the way back to their Georgia roots, too.
Right. Like, I mean, he's not going to be an A.J. Green. I mean, he's not going to be like an Anquan Boldin. He's not going to be Andre. I mean, that's Hall of Famer guys. But, the max, he's probably... Let's kind of make a comparison. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be a Davante Adams. And that's, I think, as close as he can get.
That kind of guy.
Yeah.
Not the breakaway speed. Go
right.
And pluck the ball off opponents' helmets.
Right.
When Ryan Clark said he's more talented than Justin Jefferson, that really made me pause because he was doing an LSU guy dirty, was Ryan Clark. And he also knows what he's talking about. That's why he gets paid a lot of money for ESPN.
Makes sense.
He's really good at his job. I'm not seeing it after watching him for one more year.
He's talking talent-wise.
I see great talent. I just see different talent. Those are totally different players.
Yes.
And I want my number one to be more of that guy. Forget the great numbers he's put up. And from the moment he took an NFL field, those great numbers. But he'll win over the top. He'll win underneath. He'll win after the catch. That's a well-rounded one. And then you couple the fact with George Pickens has got the head stuff going on. I'm not as in love with George Pickens as other people seem to be, and I'm certainly not where I was on George Pickens last year, where I thought he could be God's gift to receiving around here. And he had bad quarterbacks throwing him the ball, and the numbers looked a lot better with Mason Rudolph. Believe me, I understand that. I just don't see a well-rounded receiver in there. I don't. And so he's probably not a guy I want to pay long term. I would pay Ayuk, and I'd probably let his rookie contract lapse after that. George Pickens. More on that. Whole bunch of draft stuff coming up with our Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post Gazette, our Steelers insider. Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high of 60.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.